From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The latest report from the Labor Department dropped unemployment down a notch, 0.1 percentage point. But the new numbers also showed that teen unemployment is still on the rise. It's now at 25%. And here in the nation's capital, that rate is much higher. At almost 50% this summer, it's the highest in the country. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong spoke with unemployed teens in Washington, D.C.
16-year-old Jaquan Clark would have liked a job this summer, but he says the competition is brutal.
It's like crabs in a barrel, you know, like we're trying to all get jobs, but we're also pulling each other back because we want the jobs and our friends need it, we need it.
He applied for jobs through Washington, D.C.'s Summer Youth Employment Program, which pays local teens to work in government agencies and local businesses. This summer, the government-funded program placed 14,000 D.C. teens in jobs, but Clark didn't make the cut. And that could affect his whole future.
I'm going to my senior year, so it's like, how am I supposed to, like, help gather the extra money to go to college?
Clark's been volunteering in a youth theater program this summer, earning experience but no pay. His father is a public safety officer at a D.C. university and the only full-time income earner in their family of four. With no summer income, Clark says he's worried about paying for college application fees this fall. Michael Saltzman is a research fellow at the business-backed Employment Policies Institute, and he says teens like Jaquan Clark have been facing a new norm for the summer job search ever since the recession began.
Someone that started as a freshman back in, say, 2007 has never known anything other than a job market where they look for work for weeks and haven't been able to find something.
According to last month's jobs report, the national teen unemployment rate is about 25%. Saltzman says the last time teen unemployment ticked above 20% was in 1981, but the rate fell below that level just over 2 years later. This summer, teens around the country have faced the third summer in a row of teen unemployment above 20%, and Saltzman says this trend is likely to continue.
It's tempting to look at the teen unemployment rate and sort of shrug and assume that it's bad, but the only consequence is that maybe the parents are giving them money to go out to the movies this summer instead of the kids earning the money themselves.
But working a summer job as a teen is not just about earning extra spending money. Saltzman says it's also about learning skills so you can become a good worker later in your adult life.
The risk is that if they miss out on that, that they become part of this lost generation of teens who never had a chance to get a foothold, to take that first step on the career ladder and then do something greater.
Studies showed the discouraged teenage job seeker can grow up to become a discouraged adult worker who's more likely to be underpaid and even unemployed.
I feel like there are so many young adults and young people who don't want to try to get jobs because they've been turned down so many times.
19-year-old LaQuisha Barnes lives in Washington, D.C. She says she applied to supermarkets and clothing stores, but didn't land a summer job. So she decided to volunteer instead. But Barnes says some of her friends are wasting away their summers.
I know, like, my friend isn't working, and she sits at home and does nothing all day but watch TV and, like, CSI and stuff like that. And I wish there were more opportunities, especially for young people.
Opportunities like this youth-produced musical Barnes and Jaquan Clark have been working on since June.
I'm gonna win! Don't count me out!
LaQuisha Barnes is one of the cast members in the musical, and she says she may not be working this summer, but she doesn't plan on being counted out in the future. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Washington.